Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Kissimmee Authority board meeting for November 4th. And please join me to pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, if I could have a motion to approve the agenda, today's agenda, please.
Madam Chair, we had one of the presenters for item H2 was having technical difficulties, but I understand that. Are they online now? Okay. Well, I think we're okay.
We're okay?
I move approval of the agenda.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
One against, agenda is approved. We go into awards and presentations. I call on to Brian to please.
Yes, Madam Chair. We've got a couple of awards and presentations this afternoon. The first is, as you know, we sent mutual aid during Hurricane Delta. And we sent Susu, we've got some of those linemen here today to be recognized. I'm going to ask Larry Mattern, Vice President of Operations, to introduce them to us.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to see you. As Brian said, when Hurricane Delta came to Louisiana, American Public Power Agency got in touch with our state agency and requested for various utilities to go and participate in mutual aid. Some of those utilities, as I see better with glasses, were GRU, Tallahassee, Homestead, Keys Energy, Fort Pierce, OUC, and we had 12 brave individuals from our outfit go. We took two digger derricks, that puts the poles in. We took two 40-foot bucket trucks, two 55-foot bucket trucks, and two pickup trucks. They were there from the 9th, sitting in Alabama, waiting for the landfall to come in, and then sprung into action the next day, and they were back here on the 14th. So I will now announce to honor our brave individuals that did a great job. We got good reports on them. They, as always, they represented KUA well. And those that are here, half of them are doing things that linemen have to do, like get trained, and we have periodic testing and things. So 6 of the 12 are here. And we'll end up with them behind you for a photograph. And our first one is Jamie Boswell. Eddie Gluse. Billy White. Robert Diaz. Lars Ackerman. Chad Acree. Also with them was Alan Carver, Austin Franey, Chris Kidding, Nick Aviles, Gary Lamb, and Robert Rivera. So we're going to send thank you all very much.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
You'll
always make us proud.
Thank you.
Oops. Picture. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You are the best.
I'm just waiting for you. How are we doing here? Okay.
Right there, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Wow. 1, 2, 3.
Can you
hear some?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Madam Chair, next we've got item D2, which is a 15-year service award for Ms. Marilyn Grande, customer service supervisor within our customer service department. Thank you for your service, Marilyn. Next, we've got a 20-year service award for Mr. Patrick Holt. He is not able to be here. He is a senior power plant mechanic and operator within our operations department. Thank you, Patrick. Next, we've got a 25-year service award for Mrs. C. Dura. He's an engineering technician, too, in our operations department, and he is here.
Oh, take the mask off for the picture.
And then finally, we've got our employee of the month, Mr. William Hunter Blair. Hunter's a utility worker within our operations department. One of our newer employees actually nominated him for employee of the month, and they had this to share about you, Hunter. Hunter always leads by example, holding himself and his fellow employees to the highest standard. Hunter makes himself available at all times to assist the mechanics at Kane Island during outage season. He's a team player who always goes above and beyond to help anyone. Hunter is an asset to our team and the KUA family. As a whole, I am proud to work with him. And as a side note, Hunter is the son of one of our line crew supervisors, Mr. George Blair. Huh. So he's falling right in his father's footsteps and is a great addition to our team. So congratulations. Again, with our chair, Ethel Lavina.
A pleasure to meet you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Director Van Meter.
This is a day off with pay. Thank you so much for everything you do. Congratulations.
Thank you. Director Manny Ortega.
This must be the pay.
I told you you need to wash it.
There's something else too, is it?
Director Hemphill.
Okay. We've got a little something for you to wear here.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Director Sanchez.
How about a nice parking spot?
Oh, sweet. Forget the mayor.
And the mayor.
He's
whipping.
He's stumbling. You really have to watch that. Congratulations, Hunter. Thank you. Congratulations.
He really threw him off.
Okay. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board? Here in the audience? Hearing none, we go on. Approval of the consent agenda.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor signify by aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing none. Motion approved. Public hearing? Nothing there. We move on to next. Informational presentations. Yes. Brian, will you do the introductions, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Item H1, we've got two informational presentations today. The first is item H1, Foundation for Osceola Education, and I'm going to ask Director of Corporate Communications, Tiffany Henderson, to introduce our speaker.
Good afternoon. We have with us today Kerry Avery, Executive Director of the Education Foundation of Osceola County. She's joined today by Scholarship Manager Leanne Albertini, Grants Manager Samantha Gill, and Development Events Manager Amber White. The foundation's mission is to bring resources and people together to support and enhance public education in Osceola County. The foundation just received $15,000 in sponsorship funds from KUA in this current budget year, and this is consistent with funding levels in previous years. And Carrie Avery is here now to talk to us a little about how those funds are being used to support education initiatives here in Osceola County. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Hello. Good afternoon, board. It's nice to see most of you again. I see a couple of new faces, and I look forward to getting to know you. Thank you for the opportunity to come in and speak. Oh, thank you. Give you a little back history on the foundation for those of you that may not be aware. The Education Foundation of Osceola County is a 501c3 nonprofit. We were founded in 1985 by Tommy Tompkins and our community leaders with the hopes of providing our students with a brighter future through classroom support and college scholarships. I'm sure most of you are aware the current economic climate within our community. Currently, with about 85% of our families here in Osceola County are reporting to be either at or below poverty level. Our mission has always been and continues to be to bring resources and people together to support and enhance public education here in Osceola County. Since 1985, the Education Foundation has served our school district and our community in a variety of ways. All of them are in hopes of making the future brighter for our students as well as a better place for our community as a whole. Today, we currently operate six amazing programs, which we are very grateful for Kissimmee Utility Authority, who has helped us establish and continue to support our operations. Your sponsorship supports the following programs: A Gift for Teaching, Bookmark Buddies, Career Pipelines, Osceola Reads, Take Stock in Children, and our scholarship program. We are proud to share with you today, in the past year, KUA has helped us to distribute over $1.7 million in school supplies to teachers and needy students through a Gift for Teaching program. We have helped 85% of our struggling third graders accomplish and improve their reading skills to be promoted to the next grade level through our Bookmark Buddies program. Introducing over 2,400 of our Osceola County middle and high school students to career pathways in the medical and construction industry through our Career Pipelines program. Registered over 13,000 students, or what are soon to be students, because there are pre-K students, or even up, I guess, as from 2 to 4 years old, actually, through Osceola Reads to help benefit them with remote reading resources at home. We all know how important early education is. Achieving 100% student success rate in our Take Stock in Children program while operating as gold status program. We awarded last year over 410 scholarships valued at over $600,000, some of which include our KUA-sponsored scholarships. On your screen, you will see your Kissimmee Utility Authority 2020 scholarship recipients, Jamie Gutierrez, Zaylene Reyes, Leonardo Garcia, and since the year of 2000, KUA has supported the dreams of higher education for 60 students here in Osceola County. In addition to KUA's annual sponsorship, KUA has honored its community servants by partnering with us to provide opportunities for higher education through annual scholarships in their name. These scholarships honor Dr. George Gant, Mr. James Welsh, and Mr. Reginald Hardy, and the newly established Kathleen Thacker Scholarship. You'll see on your screen Harrison Hall received the Dr. Gant Scholarship, Darren McCleary received Mr. Welsh's Scholarship, Antonio Santiago received Reginald's Hardy Scholarship. Sorry, I call him Reggie because he was in my Osceola, the best class ever with Brian, so, but technically Reginald Hardy. Thank you for your service, Reggie. And in closing, I would like to express that we sincerely appreciate the relationship that we have with the Kissimmee Utility Authority, and we are extremely grateful for your years of dedication, not only to us, but to our community in a variety of ways. Kissimmee Utility Authority has been our partner for over 26 years. Thank you for believing in our kids, supporting the Education Foundation, and helping make our community a better place. On behalf of our board, our staff, our students, and our teachers, and, of course, our community, we thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Is there any questions?
There's a relationship between the association and the school department, and how is that coordinated? Because if you have access to the school,
Yes, we are the 501c3 that works on behalf of public education in Osceola County. So we work directly with Dr. Pace, the school board, and the school district as a whole. Yes, sir. You're welcome. Is there any other questions?
I have.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is it? Where you pair the kids with the
Bookmark Buddies or Take Stock in Children?
Take Stock in Children. I was once
a Take Stock mentor.
I sure
Thank
was.
You.
And it's. I would, if everybody would, if you could explain it.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I can elaborate a little bit more on our programs if you're interested. I just didn't want to take too much of your time. Take Stock in Children is actually a mentoring program for students, underprivileged students that are in need of a mentor, and we want to make sure that we break the cycle of poverty by matching them with another adult that provides guidance in their life, as well as a support system through our office with college and career resource support, as well as any type of health and social services that they may require. But ultimately, as Ms. Van Meter mentioned, that if you sign up to be a mentor, they will match you based on criteria that you have filled out. You actually meet with a student on campus currently, because the campuses aren't accepting mentors. We meet virtually. It's 30 minutes a week. And what we like to say is if you have 30 minutes a week, you have 30 minutes to change a life. You can mentor these students beginning in the eighth grade through their entire academic career. In the contract that the students sign with the Education Foundation, they agree to go to school, stay out of trouble, and if they graduate without any challenges, then they receive a Florida prepaid college scholarship to attend the college of their choice. So kind of a short version of what the program does.
And it works.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I saw that with my mentee.
Yes.
I was just so thrilled. I get goosebumps when I think about it. By the time we finished, it was.
Yes, ma'am.
She had no home life. It was just, she just needed somebody to be there for. So.
Yes, that positive outside influence. And we also have the Bookmark Buddies program that we work with our struggling third graders. You can mentor those students right now. It has been suspended because the mentors aren't allowed in schools. And our Gift for Teaching program has ramped up this year, which provides the free school supplies to our students and teachers. And we're doing deliveries now since a lot of the community can't get out and about with the COVID restrictions. Our scholarship program, Leanne is here. She's been working with Margie and Brian to make sure that we get all of the items for your scholarships put together so that there will be a seamless addition to your scholarship program this year. Again, we thank you for your support in building a better community and supporting all of our programs. I know you have partnered with us in the past few years. I believe we're on our fifth year of Osceola Reads, where a lot of the community events you invite us out to participate, which we greatly appreciate, because it's nice to have a place to go to inform, you know, those young families about the opportunity for early learning, because the kindergarten readiness rate is extremely important for throughout their academic career. Yes. I would also like to give you a little bit of a plaque, so I will leave it up here, Brian, so you can grab it. And we also have a few cards that tell a little bit more about us that we left for you guys whenever it's easiest to grab. And again, thank you for your time, and we appreciate the opportunity to come and speak today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, just a point of clarification. The Reginald Hardy scholarship while the scholarship, it operates more as an internship here at KUA, a graduating high school senior selected each year from within our service territory and serves a nine-month internship in our operations department. And when they go through it, by the time they're done, they get a groundman certification. And I believe we've been able to hire one on a permanent basis.
Wonderful.
Yes, fantastic program. And I would like to add, too, as far as our career pipelines are concerned, we've both worked with both Brian and Aaron to hopefully grow a lineman program for and then additional jobs that are available through KUA so that the students in our community are aware of the great jobs that are actually out there and then what training is required for those positions that you guys have to offer. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. Next, Brian.
Okay. Madam Chair, item H2, Kissimmee Main Street. I'm going to ask Tiffany again to come up and introduce the presenter.
Next, we have Diana Marrero Pinto, Executive Director of Kissimmee Main Street. She's going to be joining us virtually via Zoom. Okay. The nonprofit's mission is to preserve and enhance historic downtown Kissimmee for the enrichment of present and future generations. And Kissimmee Main Street received $5,000 in sponsorship funds so far this year from KUA. And Diana is going to be here virtually to provide an overview on how those funds have helped the community.
Hello, Diana.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Good early evening or late afternoon, however you take it. Thank you guys so much for allowing me to speak virtually. I am actually in South Carolina for my youngest son's wedding. So I want to apologize and tell both Brian and Tiffany how much I appreciate them and their patience with me throughout this trial of trying to log on. Thank you guys so much, KUA, for taking the time to listen to how Kissimmee Main Street works and towards a community that is vibrant and a downtown that is active. So Main Street is a movement. It is the leading voice of preservation, based economic development, and small-based community engagement. We do this a variety of ways. If you could change the slide, please. We fall under the National Main Street, which abides by 4 points that we fall under depending on the activity that we're doing: organization, promotion, design, and economic vitality. Under organization, slide change, please. Under organization, our Main Street works directly with nonprofits and within the community to engage our business owners in the communities that they live and work in. We know that now more than ever due to COVID, our small businesses have suffered, but yet our businesses found ways to give back. On Thanksgiving, we host Thanksgiving Downtown, a dinner with dignity. This event feeds hundreds of individuals on Thanksgiving Day with a warm meal prepared by our chefs. It is sponsored by local businesses, sponsored by nonprofits. They come and they eat, and then they're given bags and backpacks with clothing, clean socks, and different items to take them through the holiday months. We also host, showing the diversity of our community, a menorah lighting in our downtown. Change slide, please. Kissimmee, I'm sorry?
We lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Kissimmee Main Street also hosts a backpack where this year we gave nearly 2,000 backpacks away filled with supplies in conjunction with the City of Kissimmee and the Kissimmee Police Department and our local merchants. We also work in different ways in the community by keeping Kissimmee clean, where quarterly businesses and nonprofits work together to clean up the downtown, and pedestrian safety campaigns with Kissimmee Police Department to teach people to slow down, to look out, and to adhere to the signs. Change slide, please. under our promotions department, we host several events, some of which are sponsored by KUA, including Boo on Broadway. Boo on Broadway is the largest event that happens in our downtown outside of the Christmas parade. I'm sorry. Boo on Broadway brings over 5,000 people to the downtown for a huge block party where children can trick or treat, parents can listen to music and dance in the streets, and we have the police department there. We have different nonprofits there. KUA has been there. Again, KUA sponsors this event. This year, due to COVID, we had to host the program virtually. Change slide, please. Followed by Boo on Broadway, the immediate next Saturday, the day following Boo on Broadway, is our costume pub crawl. So you can see there a set of zombies that are showing you that. Last year, our theme was the zombie pub crawl. Change place, please. We have a lot of fun at Main Street. Also, to kick off our shopping, the largest shopping season of the year, the largest shopping weekend of the year, we host a Small Business Saturday. Small Business Saturday is a national campaign brought about by the American Express Card, but it allows us an opportunity to now partner with American Express to get items like you see the small shop, small sign there. We're able to receive banners for free and utilize the national campaigns and commercials that are done by celebrities to encourage people to shop small. So on Saturday following Black Friday, we host this event where we bring both Santa and the Grinch because, you know, different flavors. And people take pictures and they come down and we have a children's cookie crawl. We have activities that happen throughout the day. We kick off with breakfast. There's different raffles that we have throughout the day. We have vendors on the streets and then the merchants themselves host specials throughout the day. At the end, we end with a Christmas concert in the downtown. Again, this is an event that we're going to have to change up a little bit this year due to COVID. Change slide, please. In January, along with KUA, we host the Downtown Countdown. KUA comes in with staff and the big, I don't know what the actual term is for the truck with the big hitch on top, but KUA helps us out by dropping the ball at midnight. This has been going on for approximately 5 years in our downtown, and about 1,000 individuals come down to Dakin Avenue where the streets are closed to dance on the streets and celebrate and ring in the new year with us. Change slide, please. In February, we host a Kissimmee 5K. It's a scenic run through historic downtown Kissimmee. You see 300 runners there on this slide, but we actually had close to 400 this year. This is a KUA-sponsored event. It is all about heart health. It is all about, you know, learning to take better care of yourself. This was the vision of Commissioner Cheryl Grebe, and we have kept it running. This is actually our 13th year coming up. And every year, KUA has sponsored it since the beginning. The picture of the check you see there is because every year, a portion of the proceeds go right back to the American Heart Association. That is some of our board members holding the check for a total of $1,000 that was awarded to the American Heart Association in Orlando. Change slide, please. These are just some more pictures. Part of this is, even though we are the only 5K that is truly timed professionally, allowing professional runners to come. They come from as far away as South America and Canada to run. But we also added a fun component for those who just want to have fun by giving individuals the Cutest Cupid Award and the Prettiest Pair Award, encouraging people not just to have a healthy mindset, but to have fun with it. Please change the slide. Next up, you'll see a initiative that we begun to encourage and build on the walking, and that was a Facebook group that we started called Step It Up Kissimmee. Step It Up Kissimmee has monthly challenges where individuals join the challenges, and then win awards throughout the downtown. All of what we do, despite, you know, how much of community-driven it is or how much assistance it is to those that are needy, it always will turn back and point back to the downtown as a way of spotlighting our community. Next slide, please. Because Osceola High School was not able to have their commencement ceremony, we did the caravan crusade where we had seniors come through the downtown. Their parents were along the sidewalk and in the median, and the seniors were in their cars. It was a safe way, along with the city of Kissimmee, for us to show these graduates that we cared and that we were interested. This was brought to us by one of the merchants in the downtown who just said, let's help them out. And a senior who had requested that we try to do something for them. Page slide, please. In an effort to try to promote our businesses this year, we had to be extremely creative with the way that we did marketing. So what we did was we created the Support Stay and Play with Historic Downtown Kissimmee contest. And this had individuals order takeout or delivery, because at this time we weren't having seating in the restaurants. And once they did that, they submitted their receipt over to Kissimmee Main Street via Facebook Messenger or through our email. And once they did, they were entered into a drawing to win prizes that would allow them to enjoy time at home with their families because obviously they were home. So it had board games sponsored by House Rules Gaming, which is a downtown business. And it had certificates to be able to purchase pizzas in the downtown. All of that was put together by Main Street to find a creative way to market our downtown. Change slide, please. One of the things we learned through COVID is that essential workers, although as valuable as they all are, they vary in the type of work that they do. And we realized that our downtown restaurant workers were some of our essential workers. So what we began to do was we began to spotlight them in our Main Street minute and on our Main Street social media sites. So what you see here is one of our merchants employees being highlighted in downtown essentials. Our social media reach, all totaled collectively, is over 25,000 followers that we have. And our average views for our videos are streaming at about 26,000. So we have a lot of people watching right now what we're doing and getting the word out there. Our followers are from as far away as Brazil. So these are individuals that are sometimes snowbirds and come into town and have access to information through our social media of what's happening and what kind of things they can find in historic downtown Kissimmee. Change slide, please. Kissimmee Main Street Sculpture Experience is another way that we highlight our downtown. We have a map that shows all of our sculptures, all of our murals. It also contains a historic walk that lets individuals know historic buildings throughout the downtown or historic businesses like Makinson Hardware, who's been in the area for more than 100 years, and allows individuals to walk around our downtown and have something to do in between eating at our over 30 restaurants. Incidentally, historic downtown Kissimmee is now the largest independently owned and operated restaurant row in Central Florida, meaning you may find places with more restaurants. However, you won't find a place right now in Central Florida with more mom and pops independently owned restaurants. Next slide, please. This is the Monument of States markers as an honor to our Kissimmee Lions, who were over 100 years old, and the markers, the street markers that used to be displayed and were first brought by the Kissimmee Lions. We worked with KUA, who sponsored the program, the City of Kissimmee, and the Lions to bring back the markers. So the markers that you see there now sit on the street corners again as an homage to the time when they were there. They are included in our map so that individuals can follow them from City Hall all the way to the lakefront. Next slide, please. This new map also features the history, the art, and a list of businesses. The picture that you see there is Mike Steigerwald, and the individual in the blue shirt is the grandson of the original owner of the Keys gas station. I wanted to point them out because the diversity that we see at the Welcome Center and the amount of individuals we see, we're averaging probably about 40 people a week that come in from all parts of the world. One of our campaigns that you'll see next is We Welcome the World. Change the slide, please. So in our unique marketing campaigns, one of the things that we added was We Welcome the World, because we were seeing that as we host, we are the home to the Kissimmee Welcome Station. Individuals come in throughout the week to pick up free maps, to pick up information on upcoming events, even sometimes on different attractions. But one of the things we wanted to spotlight is how they're coming from all over. So what you see there is our campaign called We Welcome the World, where we ask individuals where they're from. We write it on that board that you see there, and then we picture them and tag them in it so that then it's shared throughout wherever it is that they came from. Next slide, please. We support our businesses in a variety of ways, and I think no time was that more apparent than during COVID-19. We do red ribbon cuttings. We provide support when when our merchants were afraid of the possibility of a riot, Main Street came in and created posters and kept individuals, you know, together to understand that they had support. We communicated with the police department to ensure that they were getting the message that this was going to be a peaceful protest. We made posters that appeared on all the windows that said, "We are peaceful warriors." Those posters garnered so much attention that they were on local television news, and they were also requested by other nonprofits in other parts of Florida so that they can utilize them in their downtown. We work closely with the fire department, the police department. The picture that you see there in the left-hand corner down, the lower left-hand corner, is actually the merchants' breakfast. Every Friday, merchants get together and they mentor each other, they uplift each other. And the pictures that you see there all talk about that. But I think more than anything during COVID-19, it became apparent we became the liaison during a period when there was so much information out there regarding grants and regarding help that they just weren't sure where to go. So Kissimmee Main Street, hands-on, one-on-one, would sit with them to fill out the grants, to assist them in you know, sending all the paperwork, scanning and uploading it to where it needed to go. And we can say that we were successful in now, when we've calculated bringing over $30,000 in assistance into our downtown by helping them complete those grants and submit them. Next slide, please. We were part of the We Open Safely campaign, where we placed the information. First, we enrolled our merchants in training on how to open safely. We went into the buildings and offered masks and gloves and talked to them about, after reviewing their areas, and different ways that they can work towards you know, meeting the guidelines that were offered by Florida Health Department. And then we did with the city of Kissimmee a list of what you see, the sandwich boards out there, showing individuals who were coming back into the downtown when we were reopening that these individual places have taken the initiative to sign up for the Reopen Safely, taken the course, and now are better prepared to ensure the safety of their customers. The other one that you see there is Make a Big Impact Shop Small, where we utilize these sandwich boards to then promote the small businesses. Next slide, please. These are just some more pictures of the way our merchants gather together and the things that they do. The pinwheels that you see there was a welcoming back into the downtown. So when we reopened the downtown and people were able to come back and dine and come into the establishments, we placed pinwheels throughout the median along with some of the city commissioners to send the message that, you know, spring has sprung and it's safe to come back into the downtown. Next slide, please. Kissimmee Main Street keeps our merchants engaged a variety of ways. In addition to the coffee crew that I shared with you, you see that we have different television interviews where we share what the merchants were going through during COVID-19, but also our events that happen. In addition to that, we have a reach of over 5,000 through our Main Street Minute, which is an e-newsletter that goes out via email. And then in addition to that, we have radio stations that we do weekly shows on. And then now we just started a live where we do live interviews with our merchants so that people can get to know the people behind the places. Next slide. Despite the challenges of COVID in 2019-2020 season, we saw the opening of several businesses, including Awakened Auras, King's Broadway Pharmacy, Columbia Spa, the Autism Center, Rent a Gown, Will Murray's Brow, Revitalizing Infusions, and Herbal Life. In addition to that, Big John's Rockin' Barbecue expanded, and the Adjusters Group purchased a new building. Improvements included Three Sisters Speakeasy, Kissimmee Diner, and Main Street Pizza, who took the best advantage that they could of COVID to completely revitalize their buildings and bringing in new kitchens and completely cleaning them out and finding ways to take advantage of that time that they were closed. Next slide, please. This is the opening of Revitalizing Infusion and the Pharmacy Downtown, which was something that in studies that we've done and different questionnaires, we found that was one of the top things that people wanted to see was a pharmacy. So we're proud to say that that's in our downtown. Next slide. So these are ways that we assist the new and existing businesses. In the beginning, if an individual is interested in starting a business in the downtown, they can start with Imagine the Possibilities Tour, where both myself or our full-time small business liaison will take them on a tour throughout the downtown. We share with them the business startup grants, including one that is brought to them by KUA, which allows them to stretch out their deposit on their electric throughout the year rather than just in one lump sum. They're given a welcome kit with other resources, including Esperanza, the Small Business Association. We offer free red ribbon cuttings. We do individual branding assistance, helping them create a logo, helping them create taglines, helping them create promotions. We do recognition awards for individuals who have been in the area a long time. And then, of course, as I mentioned, the surveys to ensure that we're giving feedback to our merchants on what the community wants to see. Next slide, please. These are some of the new businesses, and it shows the Zoom that everybody has had to deal with throughout COVID. Next slide, please. These are the marketing, our merchants, and the things that I've shared, the radio, the video, the print, the social media, and the e-newsletter. Downtown Matters is our new live show that we're doing. In the corner, you see a radio station out of Orlando, a country station that's local. They became members of Main Street, and they're showing off their Main Street t-shirts. Next slide. So I want to thank you once again. I apologize that this was a little bit discombobulated. I've had a lot of challenges today, but I'm happy to say that this was something that was a priority to me. I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to share with you the difference that Main Street is. It's very easy to see that we work with businesses and the work that we do, but I wanted you to see the heart behind the hands of all the work that we do. And in addition to the economic vitality, ensuring that these businesses stay open, we work very hard to engage them in the community and to support our community and to bring things that are needed in our community. And that sometimes means, you know, either creating ourselves or working with those who created, like food drives that we've done. And in addition to the assistance that we offer to the pantry at the Osceola Council on Aging. Are there any questions for me?
Anybody, any questions?
No, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you. And Diana?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
That truck with the hitch on top, it's called a bucket truck.
It's called a what?
It's called a bucket truck.
A bucket. Well, that's just way too easy. I should have.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Happy wedding.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Old business? None. New business? None. We move on to the next. Staff reports.
Yes, Madam Chair. We've got one staff report this afternoon, and it's from our new Director of Corporate Communications, Tiffany Henderson.
Good afternoon. So I will be presenting the semi-annual report for Corporate Communications. And first, I wanted to just give a brief introduction of myself since I'm new to this role. I've been here for about a month now, and I've been very busy meeting with members of the community and getting up to speed on all the responsibilities of my role. I've been overwhelmed by the warm welcome that I've received from the staff and from you, the board. And so I just wanted to thank everyone first and foremost because it's made the transition into this role a lot easier. So first, I was appointed Director of Corporate Communications in October of 2020. Prior to KUA, I served as the lead public information officer for the Lake County Board of County Commissioners. And prior to Lake County, I was a TV news reporter in Orlando for 7 years. So first, I just wanted to go over my initial priorities, which are to build relationships with existing community partners and establish relationships with the new and emerging organizations. Number two is to continue the community outreach via social media, news releases, the KUA website, sponsorships, and adapt as needed to conform with the current pandemic. And the third is to enhance KUA's relationship with all segments of the community. And so these logos, priority number one is building relationships, and these logos represent the majority of organizations that I've been meeting with, as I mentioned. And in those meetings, I've been trying to establish objectives and goals to enhance those partnerships, which can benefit each organization as well as the community. We're also discussing next steps for upcoming events given the current climate of the pandemic. priority number two, community outreach, specifically during a pandemic. So we've been finding alternative ways to establish a presence in the community while also following best practices for COVID-19, providing continued awareness regarding virtual services such as e-billing and portal services that allow customers to conduct their business from home, and also using social media and the web, and as well as dedicated areas on the KUA customer bills to remind customers about the financial assistance options that are out there through Osceola County, the City of Kissimmee, and also the Osceola Council on Aging. And we've done that already on the our homepage, as well as various posts on social media. So number three is community outreach, and we're all aware of the growing Hispanic population in Kissimmee. And so here's sort of a snapshot of how that's playing out here at KUA. Currently, about 8% of our customers are viewing the KUA website in Spanish, and about 29.8% of our customers are talking to us in Spanish over the phone. And so given that, I've been meeting with key stakeholders and leaders in the Hispanic community, working towards having all external communications in English and Spanish, as well as news releases, social media, and other communications in English and Spanish. I also wanted to give a brief update on our events. I know many are eager to see those return. And so I've been maintaining constant communication with the City of Kissimmee on the future outlook of the events given the current pandemic. And they're still following the guidelines, guidance from the CDC that's discouraging mass gatherings over 250 people or more. Most large events have been canceled through the end of the year, and we're reevaluating the situation after the holidays in early 2021. And with that, I will open it up for any questions you might have.
On the community outreach, I'm glad that you're doing, trying to reach out to the Spanish-speaking population. I know we have a large, I mean, in some circles, Kissimmee is known as Little Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And it really came to light during the past 2 weeks for me. When I was worried, I was a poll worker. And one of my jobs was to control the line of folks that were coming in to vote. And I would say that a third of them only spoke Spanish, which surprised me. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a large segment of our Spanish-speaking folks out there that really don't understand or speak English. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're trying to reach out to them. And if we can find any other group that might need the same assistance, I would assume that we reach out to them too.
Okay, yes. You're welcome.
Any other questions for Tiffany?
Good report.
Thank you. Thanks.
Welcome again, and thank you.
Thank you.
Can I make a quick comment, if that's okay, Madam sure. Chair? Mm-hmm. Ms. Henderson, I wanted to commend you on a great job with social media since you signed on. I follow KUA on all social media outlets. I do my best to share, and I think the youth is very important for community outreach, for the youth to understand what a utility company is and the direction they're moving, and I think you're doing a great job right off the bat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. We move on to L, hear the attorney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening, Madam Chair, board members. Very quickly, just a couple items. APPA has made the decision to hold its legislative rally for next year virtually. We will not be traveling to Washington next year. And so we'll be reaching out to each of you, a couple months in a month or so, to see which of you would like to register and participate. And you may recall that Mayor Alvarez and I participated virtually for the policymakers, and it went well. It was good. It was a good experience. So, and they still need us. Whatever happens, they're going to need you, the policymakers, to be advocating on behalf of our issues. And speaking of advocacy, I saw in the news just an hour ago, Majority Leader McConnell said that when the Senate convenes next week, they are likely to take up a COVID-19 relief bill, and it may include support to cities and states, which the Democrats have been insisting on. So there may be something coming out of Washington. Whether it will impact us or not remains to be seen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here at the general manager.
All right, you've got your extensive list of reminders there. Next month's board meeting. But in addition to that, I want to let you all know that we've been working with FMEA to set up another electricity 101 class for our new board member, new mayor, and anyone else that may be interested in that. I know we've got some new staff that we'll be looking at participating in that, and that's going to be January the 11th, Monday. Nice. The next bit of good news, you heard Tiffany talk about we've been trying to get the news out that there's utility assistance available. We've been posting that on our social media sites. Last month, between the CARES Act dollars that are available with Osceola County, the Good Neighbor Fund over at the Council on Aging, and the LIHEAP funds at the Council on Aging, they dispersed about $180,000 to our customers for utility assistance. And so that's really good news. Get those folks that really need the support are getting the support. Okay, and to my knowledge, no one has been turned down. Is that correct? So, okay, and then just one more thing. Hurricane Ida. Wouldn't be 2020, right, if there just wasn't one more thing. But we're monitoring it. It's looking like it may impact South Florida sometime on Monday. We're just watching it at this point. We'll probably know more at the end of the week. Okay. And other than that, just wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving. We all have a lot to be thankful for.
Thank you. I just wanted to say regarding the pandemic and the help that the county is providing, I have been working with Holy Redeemer and have applied on behalf of some of the church people for some assistance where the father has passed due to COVID and there is young kids under 15 in four different families that were left with no support. And so one of the priests asked me to help, and I went on to look for something because I had no idea what to look for, where to begin. And I went into Osceola.org assistance or something, and I found out that you put in an application and you get assigned a number, and then that based on that number, they will put you on the lottery. And if you happen to come up, then they will reach out to you and try to help you. If your number doesn't come out, then you don't get any help. So I have a few applications waiting for the number to come up, and hopefully something will happen. But on the list of help that they will provide, if they happen to be pulled out, KUA is there as part of the help. Okay. So I don't know what that would be, but
Let's do this offline. Let's get you with Susan and see if we can help in that regard, okay?
Okay. Just FYI. But anyway, anybody has any questions or any more comments, the directors?
Well, I would just like to wish all the employees and staff a happy Thanksgiving. And when you all get together, just please practice your safe social distancing, hand washing, etc. Enjoy it, but stay safe at the same time.
Raymond?
Everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. See you for Christmas.
Jenny?
Just happy Thanksgiving and just waiting for the day when we can all get back to normal, whatever normal is going to be. But I guess I'm going to be buying more masks because I think it's going to last a while. But have a good Thanksgiving. I'll see you next month.
Thank you, Brian, and the staff for the work you continue to do for our customers. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Anxiously waiting for the results of the elections. So we'll know next month when we meet again. Thank you, everybody. Meeting adjourned.